Fifth, this time Gold sat in and Litvak replaced Messinger as Disney's lead attorney. A series of expert witnesses made clear how open to interpretation was Welles' promise to pay Katzenberg a percentage of, quote, all proceeds from his work at Disney. Did this include the sale of plush toys in India and China, the subject of much testimony? Eisner was again slated to take the stand. Gold didn't like what he was hearing in testimony. Over the July 4th weekend, Gold again met with Geffen at Geffen's beach house in Malibu and dropped any argumentative pretenses. He wanted a deal. As Geffen had promised, the price to settle had risen yet again. This time he and Gold agreed on a number, $275 million. Still feeling burned from his experience with Ovitz, Geffen asked, "If I shake hands with you on this, does this mean we have a deal?" Gold assured him it did. But when Geffen called Katzenberg to announce the momentous news, it was Katzenberg who balked. "I'd always expected something that began with a three." Then, "Okay, I'll take $280 million, he said, $5 million more than the deal Geffen had just shaken hands on. Now it was Geffen's turn to be furious. "Jeffrey, you can't do this to me. I've given my word." But Katzenberg, sensing another imminent victory in court, stuck to his guns. Finally, Geffen agreed that he would personally pay the extra $5 million if it meant so much to Katzenberg. The final settlement was, in fact, $280 million. Disney agreed to pay the extra $5 million, sparing Geffen from reaching into his own pocket. The settlement was announced on July 7th without specifying the amount. The irony of the settlement wasn't lost on Ovitz. The merits of many of the deals he negotiated but failed to consummate for Disney were debatable, but this much was incontrovertible. He could have settled the case for $90 million. Now Disney was paying $280 million. Michael Davies had left ABC, but he wasn't about to give up on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. With the backing of both Eisner and Iger, as well as Bloomberg, he knew that Millionaire had momentum, no matter what Tarsus thought about it. He still believed that the show was destined to change his life, so he persuaded Paul Smith to make him an executive producer. Smith agreed that Millionaire needed someone like Davies, who could steer it onto an American network and who understood American sensibilities. It took months of negotiations with ABC to complete a deal. Although Davies wanted Regis Philbin to be the host, someone he'd already lined up for his $64,000 question project, ABC initially held out for someone with more gravitas, who would give the show a more serious image. Both Phil Donahue and Bob Costas were suggested. But Philbin called and practically begged to host the show. He was just the kind of reassuring presence Davies wanted, someone who wouldn't intimidate a post-Jeopardy audience. Besides, Disney's Touchstone Studio was already producing Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, so it had a relationship with Philbin. Another sticking point was how Millionaire would be broadcast. Paul Smith felt that a critical element of the show's success in Britain was that it was an event. It was stunted, meaning it ran every night for 2 weeks and then stopped. Smith insisted that ABC commit to 11 episodes, which it would run on successive nights, but the network resisted. Davies eventually got ABC to agree.